Hare Krishna. All welcome at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, Skand Vrindavan, for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, chapter 9. The discussion was going on between Maitreya Rishi and Vidur in Haridwar. The dialogue which we are reading is between Maitreya Rishi and Vidur, and this was taking place in Haridwar. And this pastime took place in Vrindavan, in Virjamandal, Madhuvan. So, 9th chapter, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th, 5 chapters, they describe the glories of Dhruva Maharaj. So since we are hearing every day, Dhruva's life, first there was little pinch. Until unless we get a pinch in the material world, we will not turn our face to Krishna. So first pinch, not by somebody else. Usually nobody outsider will trouble us more, our own near and dears. Pinch by a stepmother. So be happy if some of your relative really humiliate you, be thankful to him, then he will really turn towards Krishna. That's what really we should be. Otherwise we think that somebody is disgracing, so we curse him. You really pray, thank you very much. By your this curse, now I have realized that I should turn my face towards Krishna. So this is first incident in Dhruva's life. Disgrace, humiliation at the hands of his own loving stepmother. And then the next step in his life is blessing and guidance of his loving and caring mother, Suniti. She acted as Path Pradarshak Guru, one who shows the path. Go on this way, you will find Krishna. And then his determination and faith in the words of the mother, that I will definitely find Supreme Lord in the forest. And he fearlessly entered in the forest where the ferocious animal pervade all around. It's fearless. Full conviction in the words of mother that right there is Supreme Lord and I will go and see face to face. So fourth stage is coming. Seeing his determination, Krishna within his heart, as if Paramatma understood his desire, so to help him he sent Narada Muni. So this is what Adav Shardha. He had a Shardha on the words of his mother. Then Sadhu Sangha. Then he got the Sadhu Sangha of Narada Sangha. And this Narada Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, he was initiated into chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he was given a place where to go and what to do. Meditate on Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Narayan. And he told all the description how to do it. Now, the next step in the Dhruva's life is he executed the instruction of the spiritual master very delicate, perfectly, with full deliberation and with full firm conviction. Then my Guru Maharaj said that I will see the Lord and I will meet the Lord. It means yes, it is going to happen. That much firm faith he has, and he started following the instruction of his spiritual master. And then the result is, when you follow, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, chanting Hare Krishna, you go and chant it. It is hypothesis maybe, but you practice it, then you will get result. So Dhruva Maharaj practiced the teaching of Narada Muni. And then there is a result. And what is the result? The result is, he was on the summit, on the climax of the Yoga Siddhi. And what is the climax of the Yoga Siddhi? Pashyanti Yam Yogino. These yogis, they see within the heart Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Vishnu. And Dhruva Maharaj was completely absorbed in relishing the transcendental form and beauty of Supreme Lord within his heart. That was his perfection. Now Supreme Lord himself, out of mercy, appeared right there in front of Dhruva Maharaj. So result is the internal result, which only Dhruva knows. But now external result, which is to be appreciated by all the devotees in the future generation to have a faith. Dhruva has seen only inside, then it is for Dhruva. But Lord came just in front of Dhruva on the Garuda. This is what Sanatana Goswami Pad says, Prishni Garbha incarnation, who created Dhruva planet for Dhruva Maharaj. He appeared on the Garuda there, and his beauty is described. Lord appeared in front of Dhruva, but Dhruva is still in meditation and seeing the Lord inside. Now what did Lord do? He disappeared from the inner vision of Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj was completely shaken. This is the achievement which I got with the blessing of my Guru Maharaj. What happened? I just lost that. And once his trance was broken, and he opened the eyes, and he was surprised to see the same Supreme Lord in front of him. Only Garuda was added. Garuda was not inside. What is the significance of this? Significance of this is the in meditation, the Dhruva was seeing the Supreme Lord in the heart was true, same one which is right in front of his eyes now. To prove this, that is not the imaginary form. It's not imaginary form. It is the real form, which now he can see pratiksha. Pratiksha means just in front of his eyes, he can touch, he can talk, he can see, he can smell. That's what I'm now learning. Now what is the reaction? That's what we heard here yesterday, on seeing Dhruva Maharaj is completely, my God, is it usually said, some foreigner entered into the museum in Delhi, and there is a huge diorama of Lord Mahavishnu lying down, and he entered and said, my God! He said, yes, he is God. Then, my God! He said, my God! He's huge! He said, yes, this is God. So Dhruva was really, he was an ecstasy to see. I mean, said, what do you think? You see, Supreme Lord, what you speak of devotee, even in Vrindavan, the birds, beasts, and everybody was seeing Krishna. There was jubilant and ecstasy. Even the grass was standing up like this. So, what is the action Dhruva Maharaj from? What is the result of seeing Lord? He was drinking the beauty of the Lord with his eyes. Yesterday's verse was drinking the beauty of Lord with his eyes. Licking. Kissing, I say it's like sun. Licking the Lord. Embracing the Lord with his arms. What is that? These are the symptoms of a loving devotional service. He was into a bhav. And after doing these three things, what are the yesterday's three things? It says, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj saw his Lord just in front of him. He was greatly agitated and offered him obeisance and respect. He fled before him like a rod and became absorbed in the love of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj in ecstasy looked upon the Lord as if he were drinking the Lord with his eyes, kissing the lotus feet of the Lord with his mouth, and embracing the Lord with his arms. And then after that, what did Dhruva Maharaj do? Next step. After this, Dhruva Maharaj folded his arm and he was standing in front of the Supreme Lord. What was in Dhruva Maharaj's mind? It was read by Supreme Lord. And he fulfilled Dhruva Maharaj's desire. That is the verse. This verse is, what is in Dhruva Maharaj's heart? Supreme Lord knew that and he fulfilled his desire. So we are at this stage. And the next stage will be Dhruva Maharaj will glorify Supreme Lord in some 14 verses. In 16 verses. No, 12 verses. In 12 verses he glorifies the Lord. So let's read this verse. This is the verse which is describing. This verse is just, first you imagine this verse like Tesham satata yukta nam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena upayanti. You just think of this word. So Dhruva Maharaj is now priti purvakam. With the ananya bhakti, he was standing in front of the Lord. Now Lord is reciprocating by dadami buddhi yogam. Just imagine this verse and see this verse and also see the next verse after this of Bhagavad Gita Chatur Shloki. Evanukampartham, out of mercy. So just imagine these verses of Bhagavad Gita and see this verse in that light, then it will be very clearly understood. Now let's read this verse.
Satam vivekshantam atadvidham hari. Jatavasya sarvasya cha hrde avastita. Kratnanjalim brahma mayena kambuna. Kambuna. Pasparashvalam kripaya kapole. Satam vivakshantam atadvidam harir. Jatavasya sarvasya chahrade avastitah. Krantanjalim brahmamayena kambuna. Kambuna. पस्पर्श बालं कृपया कपोले। सतं विवीक्षं तं अतद्विदं हरिर् जातवास्य सर्वस्य च हृदये अवस्थितः। कृन्ताञ्जलिं ब्रह्ममयेन कम्बुना पस्पृश्य बालं कृपया कपोले। सतं विवक्षतम् अतद्विदं हरे जातवास्य सर्वशर्वे अवस्थितः। कृताञ्जलिं ब्रह्ममयेन कम्बुना पस्पर्श बालं कृपया कपोले। कृताञ्जलिं ब्रह्ममयेन कम्बुना पस्पर्श बालं कृपया कपोले। मदर ज्ञात्वस्य सर्वस्य च हृदये अवस्थितः। कृताञ्जलिं ब्रह्ममयेन कम्बुना परस्परं बालं कृपया कपोले। सतं विवक्षितं अतद्विदं हरिर् ज्ञातास्य सर्वस्य च हृदये अवस्थितः। कृताञ्जलिं ब्रह्ममयेन कम्बुना परस्पर्म बालं कृपया कपोलम्। कृताञ्जलिं ब्रह्ममयेन कम्बुना परस्परं बालं कृपया। सः द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ द गॉड हेड तं दुर्व महाराज विवक्षन्तम् वांटिंग टू ऑफर प्रेयर्स describing his qualities, atattvidam, not experienced at that, harihi, the supreme personality of Godhead,
Gyatva.
Having understood.
Asya.
Dhruva Maharaj.
Sarvasya.
Of everyone.
Cha.
And.
Hrade.
Within the heart.
Avasthitaha.
Being situated.
Kirtan Jalim.
Situated with folded hands.
Brahma Mayena.
Just consistent with words of the Vedic hymns.
Kambuna.
With his conch shell.
Pasparash.
Touched.
Balam.
The boy.
Kripaya.
Out of causeless mercy.
Kapole.
On the forehead.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Saranar Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Although Dhruva Maharaj was a small boy, he wanted to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead in suitable language. But because he was inexperienced, he could not adjust himself immediately. The Supreme Personality of the Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, could understand Dhruva Maharaj's awkward position. Out of his causeless mercy, he touched his conch shell to the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj, who stood before him with folded hands.
Kirtanjalim.
Anjali. Anjali means, this is called Anjali.
Kirtanjalim.
Folded hands. Kirtanjali, he was really so much obliged to the Supreme Lord that Lord appeared before him. Kirtagya. And in that mood, you know, there's another mood of folding hands. Show the danda and he will say, hey, that is not the way. That is not called Kirtanjali. And that is Pratanjali.
Out of great respect and, you know, affection, that Lord has appeared before me. So, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm 6, 5 years, only small child, and Lord is so mercifully appeared. So he was just standing with Kirtanjali.
Balam.
Balam is his child.
So how Lord responded?
Kripaya, out of causeless mercy.
What was desire of Dhruva Maharaj?
Vivikshantam.
He wanted to describe the glories of Supreme Lord.
He wanted to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord.
But what was his problem?
At tattva vidam.
He was not having that knowledge.
A means na.
Tattva vidam means one who knows the essence.
He was not knowing the essence of the Vedic hymns that he can glorify Supreme Lord.
So his desire was to glorify the Supreme Lord.
But he was not having that experience.
Harim.
Now the Hari, which means who take away all the miseries of a devotee and bestow love, so much love that he also steals the heart of a devotee. By giving love, so this Hari is now taking away all the ignorance. Otherwise, he was not knowing, it means it was ignorance. He was ignorant of.
So Hari, Hari was knowing, Gyatav,
he was knowing.
Hari was knowing that what is in his heart.
Asya sarvasya, what was in the heart of Dhruva Maharaj, everything was understood by Supreme Lord right there.
From where?
He got information from somebody?
No.
Hirde avasthita. So simultaneously, that Supreme Personality who was standing in front of the Dhruva Maharaj was within the heart of Dhruva Maharaj as a Paramatma. So at the same time he was there. And from within, does you imagine the same thing? Krishna was standing in front of Uttara. And Uttara came with the problem of Ashwasthama's Brahmastra burning the embryo in the womb. Now Krishna from within the heart of Uttara as a Paramatma descended down into the womb and protected embryo. So Krishna was outside in front of everybody. But from within, that's what the Bhagavad Gita was. Tesham evam kampanvartam aham agyanjam tama nasyami atma bhavisto. I know his bhav and according to that I will do. So Dhruva Maharaj's bhav means his deep desire was to glorify the Supreme Lord. So hirde avastitam sarvascham hirde sannivishto. So Krishna is always in everybody's heart. What did he? So he looked at the Dhruva Maharaj with folded arms, and then what did he do? Kambuna. Already it is described the Lord came on the Garuda with four hands decorated with four sankha, this conch shell, lotus, and club and chakra. So kambuna means conch shell. So what did he do? What conch shell represent in this case? Brahma mayena. Brahma means Veda. Brahma means Veda. So that conch shell, which was containing all the essence of the Vedas as a sound vibration. And what did he do with that? Pasprasha, he touched out of causeless mercy to that child Dhruva's kapole. Generally language kapole is, the cheeks are called kapola. Alka shobhe kapolan me. Alka. Kapola. This is also kapola. This is also called kapola. This is also kapola, forehead. But it appears, it's forehead. This is what Prabhupada says. On the forehead he touched the conch shell of Dhruva Maharaj. And along with conch shell, Lord's touch of the lotus hand was also at the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj. It said, and afterwards Dhruva Maharaj got the blessing of lotus feet of Supreme Lord when Lord was ascending on the Garuda. And his both legs was on the one side. Lotus feet was, as soon as Garuda was going up, it came equal to the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj. It was touching to Dhruva Maharaj. He got the blessing of lotus feet. And then going up, the shade of the lotus feet was on Dhruva Maharaj. This is ascending up like this. So Dhruva Maharaj has the blessing of Supreme Lord with hand, Karakamal, lotus hand, and then with the lotus feet. So what is the result? Brahma Mayena. Now, Dhruva Maharaj's heart was enlightened. His heart was enlightened. Agyanjamatama. All what was not known is now immediately known to him. What it means actually. Everybody of us has a knowledge that we can glorify Supreme Lord. Something like that. Krishna Prem Nitya Siddha Sadhya Kabunai. Krishna Prem is in everybody's heart always. Similarly, everybody has, if the Krishna Prem is, what is Krishna Prem? To glorify Krishna, that is Krishna Prem. What is Krishna Prem means? To glorify Krishna, his holy name, his pastime, his roop, his form, that's what the Krishna Prem means actually. So it is in everybody's heart. Simply to awaken that, we need the mercy of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. So it is there with everybody. It's interesting, Prabhupada will write, let's read the Prabhupada's purport. Every devotee wants to chant the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Prabhupada starts, every devotee wants to chant the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Devotees are always interested in hearing about the transcendental, Lord's transcendental qualities. From where Prabhupada is saying these words? Matchad madgat prana bodha yanta parasparam kathyanta samam tushyanti charamanti. That's what this statement is. Devotee always want to glorify Lord, hear it. Somebody is speaking, hear it. And when somebody is to listener, speak it. That is the way they are surviving. Otherwise they will not live in this world. They are only living because they are hearing and chanting the glory of the Supreme Lord. If these two business are stopped, devotees don't want to live here. So these two lines are Bodhayanta Parasparam Katyantascha Nityam. They are always eager to glorify this, but sometimes they feel inconvenience by humbleness. This Prabhupada say, what if you take it like from this statement, many devotees who have come to become devotees, they want to preach. Preaching means glorifying Lord. What is the meaning of preaching? Preaching means go out and glorify Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the preaching. What is the other purpose of preaching? Preaching means glorifying Lord. So every devotee wants to preach, but out of humbleness, here Prabhupada says, inconvenience by the humbleness. The personality of the Godhead being situated in everyone's heart specifically gives a devotee intelligence to describe him. Take it like this. Prabhupada wanted to glorify Supreme Lord. Take it like this. And then Supreme Lord has arranged him at the late age of 70 to establish Krishna Conscious Society. He gave all the facilities to do it because it was his desire. He wanted to glorify and Krishna provided everything. Dhruva Maharaj, by his austerities, made everybody breath choke. And Prabhupada, all over the world, made everybody dance. Wo saans band kar diya ye sab ka saans. Everybody was dancing. He made the whole world dance. So this is very interesting. What we have to learn from this, if we have desire, it's not that something has come from outside, it's everything is inside. When we say Satchit Anand, when we say Supreme Lord is full of knowledge, then soul is also part and parcel of Supreme Lord. So he is also Satchit Anand. Is soul Satchit Anand or not? Yes. So it means the knowledge is there. I am giving you, for you, moment you think about this. Many preachers have this experience. Sometimes people ask some question. We don't know. But immediately from somewhere a spark of light comes and we speak something and everybody appreciates it, and after many years we find the same thing in the books. Somebody has this experience? We have this experience many times. What it means actually? It means that knowledge is there. When you really desire to glorify Krishna, Krishna immediately pushes that button and you start speaking. From inside, just does this and then you start speaking. Many people come really to defend you and philosophy. They say something and something and something comes up your mouth and just finished. So, 3 days back sometime, I was speaking about Grastha Dharma with the Grastha in Delhi, and it was from 14th chapter of 7th canto of Bhagavatam, which says Grastha should treat all the living entities within his home, including the animals, insects, birds, and even snakes as his children. And somebody raised hand, what about pesticide? Some Mataji says, we are using pesticide. I say, what are you saying, pesticide? You are doing also infanticide and suicide. Pesticide is less, but infanticide, everybody is doing every day now. You know, infanticide is a medical term, which means abortion, family planning. This is demonic civilization. This is demonic civilization. You have to take care of those who are dependent on you, not to kill them. Now, they forgot pesticide and they were doing suicide. Something immediately sparks something, where to hit, when to say something. It is so clear truth that everybody could not speak at all. They may say, no, no, we need now, we are living in such a way, we have to kill the... You are not clean, therefore all the dirty things are around you. Keep things clean. Who is cleaning your house? Then I asked her, say, maid. Then I said, you will be maid. That's what is the problem? If the maid cleans the house, then you will be maid. Why don't you clean yourself? What are you doing? Generally speaking. Hare Krishna. So the point I'm making is everybody has transcendental knowledge within himself, simply it needs to be awakened. Suddha chitte sharvanadi kare hoye uday. When we hear and when we suddha chitte sharvanadi, hearing and other devotional process make that transcendental love for Krishna and knowledge to manifest. It is already there. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, Krishna, out of his mercy, who is situated within everybody's heart, especially gives a devotee intelligence to describe this. It is therefore understood that when a devotee writes or speaks about Supreme Personality of Godhead, his words are dictated by Lord within him. Now Prabhupada is sharing his own realization here. When devotee is writing, and when Prabhupada is writing this, what is coming in Prabhupada's mind, it appears like Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he wrote the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he said, Govinda Bhashya. It is Govindev has dictated and I have written. It was not humanly possible to finish commentary in that so short time, as Baldev Vidya Bhushan did in Jaipur. It is not humanly possible, the number of books Prabhupada has written at that late age in 10 years. It's not humanly possible. So who, this Prabhupada is, say, my early morning ecstasies. And he was reading his own book and somebody said, Prabhupada, this is your own book you are reading? He said, I have not written it. It's Krishna has dictated it. So what it means actually is when you want to glorify, then Krishna from within, he guides you what to say and how to say and when to say. So Prabhupada is sharing his realization that whatever I have given in the books, it is not my words. I am simply a pipe or via media. Krishna has manifested his desire. I wanted to glorify him and he has guided me to glorify him. This is the another humbleness and humility of Srila Prabhupada. He's not taking credit for writing all these things. So people say, I have started Krishna conscious movement. But actually, Lord Krishna is the original father of Krishna conscious movement. Prabhupada has written this statement in the preface of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the original father of Krishna conscious movement. I have not started it. If any credit goes to me, it is the mercy of my spiritual master. Glorify him, I have done this. This is the humbleness of a devotee. The way Prabhupada explains it. It says, even if it is all dictated by Supreme Lord with from within. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. To those who constantly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord from within dictates what to do next in order to serve him. Same verse 10:10, Tesham Sata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipur, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Te. And what Prabhupada has written here, you read these words again, listen this word. Huh? This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. To those who constantly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, Lord from within dictates what to do next in order to serve Him. What to do next means? Right now, next moment. It means He is guided every minute, every moment. What to do next? Next, what next we mean actually? Next means just near to you. Next means next near to you. Just with you. So what we can do after this moment Krishna will dictate us. If the devotee is sincere, it means in the whole life of devotee is dictated or guided by Krishna. That's the actual meaning of the saying, without the will of Supreme Lord, no blade of leaf moves. This only stands true for devotee. Only for devotee. He cannot do anything without the desire of Lord. So whatever he is doing, it is the desire of the Supreme Lord, and he is doing next according to that. It's not for ordinary people, whatever nonsense they are doing, that is what the people say. If I am doing some sin, so it is God from inside making us to do this. I am not doing this. God is doing this. That is nonsense. It's only devotees. Next, he will guide next. It means they are fully dependent upon Krishna. When Dhruva Maharaj felt hesitant, not knowing how to describe Lord for want of sufficient experience, the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, touched his conch shell to Dhruva's forehead and was transcendentally inspired. So Dhruva Maharaj was not asked by Supreme Lord, go in a public school and get admission and experience and come and then describe my glories, read Sanskrit and then chant my glories. Huh? It's very interesting. Dhruva Maharaj was not asked by Lord Vishnu to go in Vyasadeva's Pathshala and learn Sanskrit and then come and glorify him. I did not say that. It's interesting, no? In other words, with all its scholarship, you cannot glorify Supreme Lord until unless He or His pure representatives bless you. We cannot glorify Him. In other words, all the professors of Sanskrit, they are unqualified to glorify Supreme Lord. Either Lord is not satisfied with whatever they are speaking. Dhruva Maharaj, and now Prabhupada is writing, see this is the next line. This transcendental inspiration is called Brahma Maya. Brahma Maya. Because when one is thus inspired, the sound he produced exactly corresponds to the sound vibration of the Vedas. Brahma means just like Veda. Brahma means Veda. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaya. When Krishna wanted to give the Vedic knowledge, he also gave Vedic knowledge within the Brahma, within the heart of the Brahma. And Brahma broadcast that knowledge. So the same knowledge which he gave to the Brahma, he can give to the Dhruva. What is the problem for him? So Dhruva Maharaj was inspired, transcendentally inspired. Divya Gyan Hirdaya Prakashito. That's what we chant every day. Divya Gyan Hirdaya Prakashito. There's no some verse like that. 11 Sal, 11 years, went to the school, then Divya Gyan nahi. Still there is no Divya Gyan. 11 years in school, still I am fool. Is it right? Is it right? Prabhupada was writing this thing. So this is not the ordinary sound vibration of this material world. And then now Prabhupada is preaching. Therefore the sound vibration of Hare Krishna mantra, although presented in ordinary alphabet, H-A-R-E, Hare, is an ordinary alphabet, should not be taken as a mundane or material. This is what Prabhupada has spoken. Hare Krishna. It is a transcendental sound vibration beyond body, senses, mind and intellectual. It's transcendental sound vibration. Dhruva Maharaj never went to this school. It is written in some other purports. He never learned ABC. It is 5 years. There was no admission. There was no nursery in those days. There was no... Only 8 years Brahman's boy used to go to Gurukul. 8 years. For Brahman, 10 years for Kshatriya and 12 years for Vaish was the age for going to the Gurukul. 5 years, he needs love of parents. Panchani Ladiyat. You have to give love to the child up till 5 years. That's what Chanakya Pandit says according to Niti Shastra. Parents should give love. But what is now, what is the age of the education nowadays? I think admission has to be taken before the birth of the child. Now this will come. Say, doctor has given me the date, 12th December, more or less, for the birth of my child. So from 13 onward, he is a student in your school. I may be future. Now, 1 year, how old child is sent to the nursery? 2 plus? 2 plus? 1 and a half. That's very good. And realize, my realization, once somebody asked nursery, I said, nursery means you have thrown out your grandparents out of your home. When there was grandfather and grandmother, that was nursery. They were learning all the transcendental culture of Vedic civilization in the lap of grandmother and grandfather. When you disown them, then you have to send your children to maids to make you maid, and everybody is maid. How can hired person will really clean the nose of a child and take care of cleaning his stool and urine? When she was doing all this, he will not doing it out of love. So the child will have a scar in his mind. So such childs are not reciprocating with their parents nowadays with love and affection. This nursery is a cursory. It is a curse because we have given up giving respect to our elders. It's truth. We went after 5 years in this school to study. There was no problem. At least you can do your minimum bare necessities yourself. Then you can go and educate. What you will get in education when you are not able? Only when you will learn something which may amuse somebody, but also he will abuse you. When he amuses, he will also abuse very soon. You will say some English word, that's all. Which parrot is also doing. What is the difference? So it's very significant that transcendental knowledge Dhruva Maharaj got immediately out of causeless mercy, kripaya. Causeless mercy of Supreme. So conscience of the Supreme Lord is to glorify the devotees out of mercy. Sound vibration. He inspired Arjuna by blowing his conch shell in a battlefield of Krishna. Pancha Janyam Rishikesho. He inspired him to do the devotional service of killing the demons for Arjuna by his conch shell, by blowing his conch shell. That's what did Krishna do in the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Only he was the first to blow the conch shell on Pandava side. And that inspired Arjuna immediately, and Arjuna started next. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Deva Datam Dhananjaya. And then Bhima was next. Everybody started. They all were inspired transcendentally to serve Krishna. So this conchal of Supreme Lord, every day we are getting a transcendental water from the conchal of the Supreme Lord, and that has to transform us. All these sins will go. It says, Sankha Toyam. Toyam means water. Water which is in Sankh, which is coming, it will destroy all your sinful activities when it fall onto your head. Provided you will not do the same again. It will destroy, but you go out and do same again outside. then you have to come again. So this is transformation took place in Dhruva Maharaj. And now, in 12 verses, he will describe what is Lord, what is his energy, what is his relationship, everything about Lord, whatever is in the Vedas, there is in 12 verses of Dhruva Maharaj. Because he became Brahmamaya. He spoke the essence of the Vedic knowledge. And whatever Dhruva has spoken, though he is 5 years of age, it is perfectly perfect. Because it is inspired by Supreme Lord. There is nothing to discuss what Dhruva discussed. Simply we have to try to understand what he said. Sridhar Swami says 12 verses of Dhruva Maharaj are Dwadash Aditya. These are all 12 Aditya. It glorifies everything about Supreme Lord and His paraphernalia and everything. This is complete in itself. So nothing to doubt about this, because it is spoken in front of the one for which they were meant. Dhruva spoke these verses to glorify Supreme Lord in front of the Supreme Lord. If there would have been any mistake, Supreme Lord must have corrected him. Do it like this, my child. He did not say anything. It means they are perfect and complete. There is no need to do any interpretation, simply to understand it. This person, we want to glorify Lord, but Lord is not in front of us. But Dhruva was so fortunate to glorify Lord when Lord was in front of him. And for us, Lord has appeared in the form of Archa Vigra. We should glorify Lord, not simply see and go. We should drink the Lord's beauty with eyes, kiss the Lord's lotus feet, and embrace the Lord with the arms. If we have that mood when we stand, then we fell down and do dandavat. Then we stand up and again glorify Supreme Lord with some suitable, even what Dhruva Maharaj has said. Therefore, all these prayers of Dhruva Maharaj, prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, prayers of Kunti Maharani, prayers of Gajendra, they are for us to repeat regularly in front of the Lord. They have given us the guidelines how to do it. Dhruva Maharaj, they are acting in the Leela of Supreme Lord. It's not that Dhruva Maharaj was artharthi bhakta, he wanted some worldly thing. He was doing the role of that type of bhakta. Otherwise, no such person have any space in Bhagavatam. Nirmatsaranam satam. How can a person who has material desire can be in Bhagavatam? Nobody with any material desire is in Bhagavatam. They are acting in the role of the person simply to guide us. So to think that Dhruva Maharaj was desiring kingdom or went to the Vaikunth, and we have higher goal of going to Golok, is immaturity. Is immaturity. He is acting a role of a type of devotee, how he goes and how he purifies, and how he is repenting, and how he is grateful. You have to learn the other parts of the Dhruva's life too. He was repenting that, why should I ask all these things from Supreme Lord when Lord was in front of me? Why I have not asked pure devotional service? So this is to teach us that we should not ask all nonsense from Supreme Lord. It's for our teaching. Lord created a planet for Dhruva Maharaj and then came here. Here we are not getting a two-room flat for us to live, and we think we are going to Golok Dham. We are fighting for the small bed in a two-room apartment, and we think that Lord, Supreme Lord has created a whole planet for Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Lok. So he's not an ordinary person. It is desire of Supreme Lord. He used his one devotee in this role. He has used his own servant Jayan, Vijay as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. This to teach us that if we just this type of nonsense, that we should avoid. It's not that they were nonsense. They were not nonsense, they were devotees. That was the Mahaprabhu's mood when he was hearing Dhruva Charitra. This is for us, what determination we should have. Why, what firm faith we should have word on spiritual master. How we should be grateful and thankful. How we should be dependent for our petty things when we ask to the Supreme Lord. Dhruva Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes, Devakinandan Prabhuji.
Thank you very much, Guru, for very enlightening and informative class. As you pointed out, Guru Maharaj has a lot of possibility and finances. He meditated and he stood on his leg, he fasted, and within 6 months he achieved tremendous results. I think Lord Krishna, he got the approach he took, like fasting and standing on one leg, not breathing, is different, little different from what his spiritual master did. Narad Muni, he will take Veena and he will chant the name of Hari all the time. Or the approach Prahlad Maharaj did, that was different. So, do you have any comment on this subject?
Janam sarthak kari kar parupkar. For reaching to sing on the Veena, the glories of the Supreme Lord, you have to go through this process of austerity. Without going to through austerity, if you take Veena, then you will be a professional singer, you cannot be a devotee. That's what all the Veena walas are doing on the television. They cannot inspire anybody. They have not met any one Dhruva Maharaj yet on this planet. They have created many Ravans and Kumbhakarns, but no Dhruva or Prahlad Maharaj with that type of Veena. It is only austerity. Those who are transcendentally situated, they have undergone great austerities. Narad has told himself that I was son of maid servant. And I did service to the Mahabhagavatas. And then I did the austerity sitting in a jungle like Dhruva Maharaj. It's not that Naradji read from some book and inspired Dhruva Maharaj to go to Madhuban. He himself went to that type of forest where there were ferocious animals. And then he took bath, he was sitting under a tree, and then he saw Supreme Lord within his heart also. And then Supreme Lord disappeared from within his heart. So he had this experience, and on based on that he taught to the Dhruva Maharaj. Not from the book he has taught to Dhruva Maharaj all these things. And then same thing happened to Narada Maharaj. He was also not seeing the Supreme Lord inside. But then he only heard two words. You are immature and there are kashmalai apakva. And there is still something to be cleaned within your heart. So go do this austerities again, then you will be purified. So it's the Narada also undergone all these before he took the veena. So nobody should take veena without austerity. This is the message. Sorry? Narada has done many, many austerities. It's not that Narada is very austere. He was the Upabrahma, Brahma. So he has the experience of the best enjoyer in the world. He was in a heavenly planet as a Gandharva, Upabrahma. He was singing with the girls around him. He had that experience also. Those who are with girls, they should know that they have to do austerity also. He had a dead experience also. And then from where? He came down as a maid servant's son, and then again he did the austerities, and then he became a Narada. So all those who are doing all this, they must learn from Dhruvamaharaja that all these things won't really help. Yes, comment. भागवत पुराण की कथा चलेगी, ब्रह्म ब्रह्मवर्त पुराण के लिए नहीं बोलता है. This veena was given by Supreme Lord to glorify him. So Brahma Samanvitam. It is endowed with the Vedic, all conclusion of the Vedic knowledge. So everything is perfectly all right. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Yeah, Prabhu. It is the spiritual master who knows his disciples' heart and his worshipable Supreme Lord, and he guides according to that. That's really speaking, this is the truth. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of the Godhead, but Vishnu, Ram, they are also there, and worshippers of there are also Vaishnavas. We are Vaishnavas. There's nothing problem with that. Murari Gupta was approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to worship Sita Ram Lakshman. So it means actually every devotee has a special relation with Supreme Lord. So Supreme Lord, the Bhagavatam is for all type of people. So it's the school is for all. But now we are following the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where the worship of Radha Krishna is for us. Those who are following Ramanuja line, Lakshmi Narayana is their worship. So they are bona fide. But it is which school you have got admission to. That's the difference about the school. But this is all for Vaishnavas. It's for all Vaishnava Sampradaya Bhagavatam. But it's the Acharya who guide you how to do it. Then you have to follow that system. To think that somebody is low and somebody is high is also offense. What to speak of Vishnu, Krishna, even Kaviraj Goswami, when he is describing the branches of Chaitanya tree, he said, no devotee should be considered high or low. His first line is saying, Adam Uttam Namane. All are Mahaprabhu's Parikar, they are all transcendental. It's not that one is high and one is low. Don't think like that. It depends upon the bhav of a devotee. Like the Krishna has the devotees of Dwarka. Krishna has a devotee of Mathura. And Krishna has a devotee in Vrindavan. All three have a different bhav. But Dwarka, these devotees are in Aishwarya Bhava, which is Vaikuntha Bhava. So they are also Krishna devotees, but they are in Vaikuntha Bhava. That's perfectly all right. So every devotee, so it is everybody has some relation with Krishna. When that manifests, then only actually spiritual master knows. And when he gives guidance and then you practice it, then it manifests. It takes time, but it will manifest. But for us, Srila Prabhupada has made it very easy. Very easy and very simple. Take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and worship Radha Krishna. That is the formula given to us. But for executing this formula, the essence is Gopi Bharatahu Padakamal Yor Das 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 Anudas. Follow the footstep of the servant of servant of servant of servants of Radha Gopinath. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Bhakta. You want to do kirtan? Hare Krishna. Shall we bring conchal and touch you? Then you will speak. Prasad time.
So he says, when the planet is withered, not shall it shatter the hearts of the Kauravas. So when we're here doing kirtan, we want to shatter the heart of Kali.
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 Okay.
And because it's a process for, enlightenment and developing up to God and the age of Kali. So when the conch shell is being blown on the altar, the most powerful part of the kirtan should be at that time. Not that, and I've noticed many of the kirtan leaders, they stop, the powerful part of the kirtan right before the conch shell blows or while the conch shell is blowing. But if you listen to experienced kirtan leaders like Ayendra, who is the number one kirtan leader in the world, always on top of everything. He always, when the Nacha was blowing, he always brought that kirtan to Krishna. That's a very powerful time to actually shatter the heart of Kali and spread, Krishna consciousness throughout the whole universe.
Die.
So please urge all the kirtan leaders, please take the kirtan to the Nacha.
All glories to Andhra Prabhu and Sukirtan and all glories to your address. Jai. Hari Hari Bol. Gandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry for keeping you wait. Hare Krishna.
11 years is full, I am still full. दुकान में बहुत अच्छा क्या है कुछ गीला माल है गीला है और रसगुल्ला है दिख रहा है हरे कृष्णा बेटा कमलाक्षी बोलो
प्रीवियस लाइफ का वर्णन है कुछ कुछ महात्माओं ने दिया हुआ है